Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The end of power. From boardrooms to battlefields and churches to states, why being in charge isn't what it used to be. By Moises Naim. Narrated by Don Hagen.
Hello, I'm Moises Naim, the author of The End of Power. How this book came about, a personal note. I would like to share with you how my personal experience and my study of global trends led me to look more closely into the nature of power today. For most of us, power may feel abstract. It's not something most people think about. That is not the case, however, for those who have significant power, business leaders, military officers, or politicians. They are very sensitive to the ever-shifting possibilities as well as the limits of their power. For them, the flow and ebb of power can have a visceral edge. After all, those in positions of power are usually quite good at spotting the limits on what they are able to do with the power they have. This hypersensitivity makes them prone to feel frustrated over the gap between the power they feel they're entitled to wield and the power they actually have. That has always been the case. But my thesis is that in our time, power has become far more constrained and far more fleeting. In my own small way, I experienced this gap back in February of 1989. I had been named, at age 36, the Minister of Development of the then democratic government of my home country, Venezuela. Soon after we took office in a landslide election victory, we faced a riot.